Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisher for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Callison moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Phillips tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry is walked intentionally. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is hit by the pitch. Killebrew scores. Sievers moves to third. Thronberry moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Ron Samford pinch runs for J.W. Porter. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Samford now playing shortstop. Clint Courtney now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Callison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Killebrew moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Herb Plews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Plews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Sievers moves to second. John Romanowski pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to home to get Killebrew. Sievers moves to third. Romanowski moves to second. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Ron Samford. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing shortstop. Lenny Green now playing left field. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lown. Ramos moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green bunts and there's an error on the play. Ramos moves to third. Green moves to second. Herb Plews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Plews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Plews for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Ramos scores. Green moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 5-to-4, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Green scores. Allison moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 6-to-4, Senators. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Allison scores. Killebrew moves to third. Sievers moves to second. It's 7-to-4, Senators. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Clevenger covering, for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.